This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Thursday, October 16th, 2025. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:07:17 on the nose. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America after traveling three quarters of the way across the country and coming back. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we will salute today, thank you to our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Like John Star Kelly, my old buddy, Dunmore, Conrad Plodwick, and Stanley Nowakowski, Wilkes-Barre. The United States of America, the country founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, amazing, irreplaceable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something to be parceled out to groups. Freedom could not be controlled by government or government officials because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. I guess that's what we are. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so we gavel to order this meeting, today's meeting of the Club for Common Sense, and let you know that we will provide the sanctuary of sanity that you desire, and I would go a bit further, that you need, that you require, in a world full of left-wing lunatic and establishment lies. So we'll do that for you today. Happy to be back, guys. I missed you. I did. And I mean that. I didn't, you know, it's a funny thing. People, did you miss doing it? I really don't miss myself talking. I miss you guys, number one, knowing you're out there, but number two, the interaction with you. I missed the veterans tributes. And you know what? I missed bragging about Picardo's and bragging about John Basiliga and his companies. That's what I missed. Talking about politics? Not at all. Really not at all. So I was back yesterday and I was thinking I could have come in to do the show. But while I was in Denver, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. It's a good city. It really is. They haven't ruined it yet. But I must have had my phone on my lap. And so the phone falls out of the Uber, or out of the car, not the Uber. And then it gets run over. So I'm waiting for it to come back. You know, I'm waiting to find it, trying to find it. I even took an Uber out to find out where I think I dropped it and where the computer said it was located. But I couldn't find it. It was in the dark. So next morning, my son, we're already on our way to the airport. He goes out when it gets light, and he finds it. But it had been run over. And I know how integral my phone is to this operation, this whole thing. I get great texts. Instagram I use constantly. Facebook a little less, but I use it. And so, unfortunately, I said, well, I haven't been following the news over the entire weekend, right through Tuesday. I won't be prepared, and so I I'd already taken off. I was thinking of coming in and shocking the Bulldog, but in any event, that's what happened. And Navy guy checking in, the pie man eats crow, go Giants, when the Giants won the Thursday night game last week. I was off Friday, so we could not abuse the pie man. Well, and the weekend warrior, Sid Allen was wrong on it, too. Everybody assumed it. It was an embarrassment, but we can't go that far back. But I wanted to mention that Navy guy made his point. So we go out there Friday, and man, it was just, I tell you, my son Bobby's been out there for a while, and we went out to their old train station, which has been redone into a hotel and all kinds of other things, and they had a great bar there. Then we go to a steak place, and of course, I got crushed with the bill, but that's what it is. And then that was a great night, Friday night. And Cutie and I actually had fun on the plane, too. Well, we took a bus out of Scranton, out of this airport. I'd never done that before. I knew what was going on. So we took the bus to Philly. It got us there on time. And then we flew Philly to Denver. Pleasant trip, all that. But it was Friday, it was just great. Saturday was the McCartney concert. We went to see Paul McCartney. That was sort of the hook for visiting. Bobby wanted to go see him. I'd seen him twice already. I'm like, oh, okay. Let's go. Fabulous. And in fact, today we're playing I asked Murph. I said, all Paul McCartney today. All Paul McCartney. Just great. And we'll finish with Hey Jude for my cousin Tommy Portnova, in memory of my cousin Jude Portnova. In any event, the concert was great. Then Sunday, and this is sort of I'm an Anglophile, so we had high tea at the, we stayed at a place called Ramble. You know, one of those modern hotels. Cutie likes it. I don't, you know, whatever. Anyway, downtown, and we're not too far outside of downtown, there's a place called the Brown Palace. It's the classic old Denver hotel. I loved it. They had high tea. So we had high tea, and as fate would have it, they had Churchill's cigar bar, like right there, right off the lobby. And we did that and watched football game, and it was a great, great pleasure Sunday. And then Monday, we went to Colorado Springs. Now, I have a 95-year-old uncle, Frank Savico, on the Polish-Slovak side. And we got to see him and hang around with him and his two daughters. And the one daughter is married to, guess who? Our guy, John Perillo. Monday Musings, John Perillo. And it was great. Oh, I mean, off the charts great. And then, sadly, that was the end of the trip. But, yeah, I didn't miss talking. I didn't miss politics. Now, Denver is a good city, nice and clean. Lots going on. The left-wing loonies have not screwed it up horribly yet. But then I come home and I see the newspaper, and I see that I can't call her anything good. She's an idiot. Cognetti, the mayor, many names. She's going to, because see, this is what they do. This is what the left does. This is what the left-wing lunatics do. They say, oh, we should do something. We should do something. Well, they've decided that changing the traffic and bike lanes and stop signs are the answer. Well, this fool is going to try to do it here. And guess what it's going to cost you? Me, $15 million. This is insane. It is so stupid, it's beyond control. You're going to have traffic congestion where it never existed before. And where traffic congestion like Jefferson Avenue existed, it's going to be infinitely worse. It'll be untraversable. It's insane. And they haven't fixed the potholes on the streets that they're going to put bike lanes in. I'm so disgusted. Boy, you guys know I'm up for Gene Barrett for this office. Not only well-qualified, but normal. And there's Trish Bynum running on the Republican ticket. Both of them infinitely better than the current left-wing lunatic mayor, who is, by the way, arrogant enough, disgustingly arrogant enough, to run for U.S. Congress and announce it as she's running for mayor. Now, that's what she thinks of you voters in Scranton. That she is going to be a part-time mayor running to impose her left-wing lunatic ideas on the world, running for Congress. It's insane. And now this flurry of activity, we paid a fortune for some bunch of idiots to do a study. And they're going to screw up the whole downtown. Revolting. I'm apoplectic about it. And that's what you have to deal with left-wing lunatics. See, there are people who build the train. Okay? They build the train. They go and they get the model and they lovingly place houses and villages and everything inside the train. And then there's the kids, and this is the left, who come and destroy the train. They enjoy breaking it and making sure it runs off the tracks and playing Godzilla with the miniature village. This is Mayor Cognetti. And you have another sick ass by the name of Mamdani running for mayor of New York. I mean, these people are mentally ill. They are. They've got no grasp on reality. None. And they don't build anything. And they don't acknowledge anything that's been built to last. They ruin it. So he said, Bob, every major city that is successful has bike lanes. Give me the major city that is successful and tell me how the bike lanes made it successful. Have you tried to drive in Manhattan? Please. What are you talking about? Change is hard but necessary. People use bikes to get around. Look at all the electric bikes. Where? Where? I haven't seen a bike downtown in downtown Scranton in years. What the hell are you talking about? And Sean, I'm sorry. Sean from Larksville. You're way off. Way off. You build bike lanes when people are using bikes in significant numbers. You don't build bike lanes, screw up the... By the way, this is much more than bike lanes that this fool Cognetti is trying to do. It's much more than that. It's going to get rid of one-way streets. It's going to put stop signs in place of traffic lights. It's insanity. It's pure insanity. And it's, by the way, yeah, not insignificantly, it's going to cost $15 million. Oh, by the way, but she's turned down. Here's the beauty. I saw this. Oh, and Wendy Wilson, the complete jackass who is joined at the hip with this goofy mayor. Two total goofballs. Nice people, maybe. Well, I know Wendy could be nice because I've known her a while. But they're vicious. Believe me. They're vicious people. And so they had a big announcement that the mayor was going to turn down her raise. Oh, you mean the one you fought for? I know what's going to happen. After the election, you're going to say, you know, my solicitor says I have to take the raise because, you know, it's in law and everything. But she's claiming she's going to turn it down. My God, she thinks we're dumber than her. She really does. So let's go back, Sean. You're so far off. Every major city that is successful has bike lanes. What are you talking about? The bike lanes made the city successful. Really? You're thinking like a left-wing lunatic. What's the matter with you? the bike lanes made the city successful. Oh. All right. We got to take a break. Bob Canaro, WILK. I shouldn't be in a lather this quickly coming back from... It wasn't a vacation. It was a trip. There's a difference. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Canaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, McCartney was so great Saturday night. We saw him at Coors Field. The weather turned out to be really good. And he was fantastic. And for 2 hours and, I don't know, somewhere between 30 and 45 minutes, two and a half to 2:45, this 81-year-old performed without stopping, no break in between. He'd switch his guitars, he'd switch to a ukulele, he'd switch to the piano, he'd switch to the organ. And you can just tell he's a nice guy. Absolutely great. So we're going to play McCartney today. Bear with me. I thought we had to. You know, I thought it was, we should. Anyway. Yeah. Back to the, it's just unbelievable. See, nobody asked, and see, this is what the left does not do, because they don't care. They don't care if something is necessary. See, they're not capable of building anything. So they want to sort of stitch onto things that are already there, but they really never ask. Well, wait a minute. What is the problem that we're trying to fix? I'm guessing half to three quarters of our listeners have driven through downtown Scranton at one point. Now, did you see the bikes flying all over the place? And they say in her press outlet called the Scranton Times, the crappy rag, it's going to include walkability. Did anybody ever have a problem walking downtown Scranton? Anybody? Please let me know. And it's going to improve the safety. Yeah, people were getting mowed over by cars flying around. This is insane. This is stupid. This is what they do. This is what left-wing lunatics do. So the three blind mice are probably going to vote for it. Smurl, King, and Rothschild. And now we spend $15 million of your money with the streets not paved, with the pools not built, with City Hall not fixed. It's insane. It's truly insane. It's disgusting. Whew. Oh, gosh almighty. And it's unreal. Oh, boy. Now, in Denver, I saw a lot of electric bikes and cars. I actually don't remember if there were bike lanes. Why do you need them? See, these are not avenues. This is not Fifth Avenue where people will go 80 miles an hour if you let them. The stupidity of it all is just mind-boggling. And then she gets to go and say, how will we put bike lanes in the Scranton? When she goes with her left-wing lunatic friends. Yeah, the other people that are ruining other cities. And they're all doing the same thing. They're all copycatting each other. Oh, yeah, we have bike lanes in Scranton now. Did anyone ask if we needed them? I mean, were there bikers, bicyclists, going to council meetings, constantly begging for bike lanes? No, this is to show off to her left-wing friends. It has nothing to do with you. By the way, so you know, nothing she does has anything to do with you. And the reason I harp on Scranton is not just because I live there. I tell you this all the time. It's because it can come to a theater near you. It's truly insane. And we have to live with it. Because we've got three blind mice. Two of whom are not even going to be there after January to deal with the mess they're making along with this idiot mayor. Wow. And as one of you just texted, yeah, bike lanes just sound progressive and sporty. That's what it is. Wow. Gene Barry can't turn this thing around fast enough. Stop this clown. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, happy to be back with you, but in a lather over this idiot we have as a mayor who wants to be a congressperson, who wants to be a part-time mayor while she runs for congressman. What a disgrace. We'll be back.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga. And as it's Thursday, that means the weekend is nigh. So we thank Basiliga Hospitality. Well, Reader's Choice Awards are in. Atera 519, best fine dining, best new local restaurant, best wine selection. Sergei's, the nightclub, open tonight. Best nightclub, best live music. And it is fun, believe me. Even for a codger like me. The Old Brook Inn, best outdoor dining, best place to have a first date, and I would argue second, third, fourth, or fifth. The Stegmaier Mansion. I'm in awe. Try it, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Atmosphere, food, the whole package. And two other great bars, the Far Street Tavern, West Scranton, Queen City Tavern, the neighborhood bars. That's an elephant. And best movie theater, the Scranton Art House. Stanley Nowakowski. He passed away at age 84, October 4th. He was from the Minor Mills section of Wilkes-Barre. Born in Wilkes-Barre, attended Marymount High School in that city. He was an Army veteran, serving a full stint, much of it, in North Carolina. He wasn't done serving us. He became a postal carrier at the United States Postal Service. 37 years, reliably delivering our mail. And for those of you too young, before the internet, it was everything. His nickname was Buzz, and he was a member of the Fraternal Order of Eagles. Gardner, he loved to take pictures. His most cherished moments were those spent with his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Surviving are his wife of 41 years, Deborah Zupa Nowakowski, his daughter, his son, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, a couple of brothers and a sister, as well as other family members. Our great veteran this hour, Stanley Nowakowski, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. From meteorologist Joe Snedeker, the Weta. Today, sunny, breezy, and cool, 56, but it's going to be beautiful. Tonight, mainly clear, down to 35. Friday, mostly sunny, 60. Saturday, partly sunny, 65. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of late day showers, 67. So, Cutie has this lemon tree. And her friend, Ange Dempsey, has a lemon tree that's been flourishing for all this time. And our lemon tree is not that great of a lemon tree. So now you got to be worrying, are we going to have to roll it inside and out? What do we do with this lemon tree that doesn't really produce any lemons? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I missed something. I'll be corrected, I promise. Anyways, but it's going to be cold tonight. It's going to be chilly tonight. So he says, Bob, Scranton is 20 years behind the times. It'll always be that way because it's a Democrat town. But see, it's a blind Democrat town. That's the problem. There are more normal Democrats than lunatics. But see, then, unfortunately, the normal Democrats, that's why I give Jim Barrett all the credit in the world running for mayor, say, basta, enough. We can't have this insanity. We can't spend $15 million to change the whole city for something that isn't even happening. And that is gargantuan bike traffic. And by the way, to get to wherever you have to go on your bike, There'll be no bike lanes. So what are you talking about? Why don't we fix the streets, fix the curbs? It's unbelievable. It's sickening. Yeah, somebody says, does the mayor know the meaning of priorities? No, of course not. LTS back at you. Somebody said, dear Bob ALTS, the Nowakowski is pronounced like a V, not Nowakowski, Nowakowski. Now, I'm part Polish. I was trying to guess, so it's Stanley Nowakowski, somebody's telling me. So he says, Bob, please stop insulting true idiots with your comparisons to Scranton's mayor. And somebody else, I've also never seen anyone riding a bike in downtown Scranton. Number you mentioning the weather. We said, good morning, Bob. I drive down Mulberry Street every day to get to Interstate 81 to go to work. You don't need to worry about people getting run over because you can't drive more than 5 miles an hour because of the potholes. Somebody says, I always thought you needed two lemon trees for to cross-pollinate, but I could be wrong. Well, we need something for our lemon tree. Richard Nixon's father famously owned a lemon ranch, and it was the poorest lemon ranch in the country, as he used to say. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Carroll, WILK. Hey, coming up, and we did this before, Brian Kincaid, who wrote this great book, and I mean a great book, about the Alusio murders way back when. He's going to be on to talk about the book. He's got an appearance tonight. And we'll talk to him about all of that. And we're looking forward to it. He's going to be at the Taylor Library tonight. And the Old Forge volunteer firefighters who discovered the bodies of the Ziemba children, they're going to be there. This is one of the eeriest, scariest, and toughest stories called Murder in Old Forge is his book, Brian Kincaid, after 10 o'clock. We'll take a break and be back. Paul McCartney and Wings, Let Me Roll It. Saw him perform that one live last Saturday night at Coors Field, Denver. So somebody corrected me, and thank you for that. The project's going to cost is estimated, so now we know, $27.3 million. This is so insane. It is so irresponsible. And it's for the mayor to pretend she did something so she could run for Congress. It had nothing to do with us. We're just a city residents that she's going to use to pursue her left-wing agenda. And this is part of that. So thank you. One of our listeners pointing that out. It's going to cost $30 million, not $15. Wow. That's breathtaking. Wow. Somebody requesting the Lemon Tree song by Trini Lopez. No, I'm not gonna glorify this. It's gonna be a headache for me to be moving that thing in and out. $30 million in the city. This is what these people do. Cinderblock checking in. He says, ALTS, Bob, ALTS back at you. What gets me the most about the whole Mayor Scranton situation is she can't be that stupid. You are a citizen of the town with very loud, prominent platform. Mayor many names must have people that she listens to. Remember, they don't care. They don't care. Bicardo's tells me it's 9:50. honoring McCartney today. He was so great Saturday night. I don't know, I have this thing lately. I know I've told you about it once before. When something really great is unfolding in front of me, I get tears in my eyes. Like, I have an emotional reaction. And I had it almost the entire two-hour concert out in Denver. Quite amazing. In any event. Somebody else on the lemon trees. They say they do not need two trees to pollinate because they're self-pollinating. But it does help to have two trees to increase production. It could take 7 to 15 years for a lemon tree to produce mature fruit. Now, I don't know if Cutie's at work yet, but I hope she's hearing all this because I'm going to forget it tomorrow. Or probably this moment. Oh, an element. Thank you. So the... All right, I didn't even know what the last two cross-pollinization deal was. I didn't even know what they were talking about. Maybe it was you. All right, so if you have two, it's better than one because they cross-pollinate. All right. Yeah, but her best friend doesn't have two, and she's doing fine. So maybe it's Cutie not getting the job done. We don't know. Somebody said, Bob, I really think the people of Scranton should protest against this idiocy. Get up, Scranton, yell out the window. I'm as mad as hell. We're not going to pay for bike lanes. LTS. I know it. I know it. The fortunate thing, if the people from Scranton will wake up, is that we've got an election coming up in less than a month. That's what they should be doing. Vote her out of office as she uses us to climb her personal totem pole. Unbelievable. Somebody said maybe Chauncey's been watering the plant himself. Well, that's Lee. No, we don't let Chauncey. Well, I can't definitively say that. Oh, Lord. A cabinet guy wants to know, how was my experience with the bus to Philly out of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Airport? It was a good experience, but cabinet guy, well, let me say this. I justified it to Cutie. I said, well, look, somebody's going to have to drive us to Philly, or we're going to have to drive ourselves, and then when you get home, you're going to have to drive yourselves after a long flight. It wasn't bad, but when I was thinking about it, just from a time standpoint, and it was comfortable too, by the way. But when I was thinking about it from a time standpoint, you got a 2.5 hour ride to Philly. You've got to get to the airport an hour in advance just to be safe. You could have gotten into your car and, you know, driven to Philly faster than they took you there. Now, you are also already checked in. I mean, it's fine. It is fine. I don't have any complaints except that, you know, it adds three plus hours to the trip versus simply taking yourself to Philly. But you got to remember, you either got to pay for parking in Philly or you have to have somebody drive you and then they have to drive back. And if you're paying them, well, that's another story. So in any event, somebody asking if the McCartney concert was at the Red Rock Amphitheater. No. I my son is telling me you got to go see that. No, it was at Coors Field. Very nice setup, by the way. And Deb from Dallas says she'd attended concerts at Red Rock. And that's, yeah, I've heard nothing but great about that. But Coors Field was... a great setting, and it was walking distance from his apartment. So that was nice. All right. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's news time, specifically that it's 10:01 and change. So we got to go to the news. Let's do the news. When we come back, we're going to have Brian Kincaid, Murder in Old Forge. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.